But Father, we just pray, oh God, for my sister, or my big sister, Wahiba. Just pray for the blessing of God to just flow upon her. Even as she shared this testimony to me, and you say in your word so many times, testify. David says, you know, I'll tell of the peoples. You know, Psalm 89 says, you know, I will make known your praises to every generation forevermore. Lord, let her say it from the housetops, Lord, how God has delivered her, how he is delivering her, how he's setting her mind free, how he's allowing captivity to be sent captive, how he's destroying the works of darkness and going about doing good even now through his saints, through his seed, through his offspring, through the kingdom of God, through the children of Israel in the faith, Lord, in the spirit, through the sons and daughters of the living God, that you are revealing yourself, mm-hmm. Lord, and you're doing this by and through this healing. Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Abba. We cry to you, Abba, Father, that you are operating on Wahiba's heart, operating in her mind, Lord, operating in her soul. As a woman thinketh, so is she, Lord, that as she thinks, so will she be, so will her future be. And Lord, you're turning her thoughts to think aright and aligned with the word of God and with the will of God, the will that you have for her life, and with the ways, the basic ways that you formed our mind to want to think. You know, the basic fundamental things of good and evil, right and wrong. This is the definition of wisdom truly in itself, discerning from right and wrong, good and evil. And Father, I just pray, Lord, for that capacity to keep coming to Wahiba, discerning right and wrong, and choosing the right, you know, choosing the good. Lord, for this is what wisdom means in the Hebrew. It doesn't just mean intellect. It doesn't just mean thinking. It doesn't just mean, it means actual doing. Mm-hmm. You know, wisdom is doing the things, Amen. The very things. So I just pray in the mighty name of Jesus that a spirit of wisdom would come upon you in Jesus' name, sister. That he wants to bless the work of your hands. He doesn't want to just bless you. Mm-hmm. He wants to bless the work of your hands. Mm-hmm. So your hands have to go and do work. He wants to bless you. He wants to, you know, as your days will be, so shall your strength be. He doesn't just want to give you long life, but he wants to give you strength in your life. He wants to give you strength in your days. Mm-hmm. You see, as in Hebrews 12, that, you know, the hands, you know, lift up the hands that hang low, the hands that are getting discouraged, the hands that are getting overwhelmed, the hands that are getting overburdened with the satanic attacks, the attacks of the enemy and the kingdom of darkness, with the problems of life, with the stress of the past, with all these things. He says, lift up the hands that hang low, mm-hmm. that are weary. And even as Moses was lifting his hands when Israel went to fight in battle, you know, against the Amalekites, that when Moses lifted up his hands, they were winning the battle. And as he was lowering his hands in worship, they began losing the battle.
Amen.
So instead, two men, you know, Caleb and another man, they came side by side and lifted up Moses' hands for him when he grew tired. They gave him a stone to sit on, and they lifted up his hands for him all day, all night, and Israel won the battle.
Amen.
You know, so lift up the hands that hang low. You know, strengthen the knees, the feeble knees, you know, the knees that grow weary, the knees that grow weak from walking in this kingdom, walking in this world, walking in this warfare, that you were born into a war. You were born into a war, not in some third world country, but in the spirit. You were born into a war with two kingdoms fighting against each other so heavily, trying to come for every soul. And the battlefield is the world, and who will get more territory. And you have been born in a war, and you, like many others, have grown weary. You know, knees have become feeble. Knees have become weak. Knees have begun to buckle and shake, mm-hmm. because of the walk, because of the standard, maybe even, because of, you know, the diligence, and because of even our own walk, our own decisions, us walking in a path that we ought not to. Because of this, our knees have become feeble, but it says strengthen the feeble knees and lift up the hands that hang low. So that which is lame, that which is hurt, that which is injured may be healed and not cut off. You know, lest it be cut off and done away with. But strengthen those things. Strengthen the walk. Strengthen the mind with the word of God, with the promises of God, with every single affirmation daily you can think of. Strengthen yourself. There are times in the Bible, God, and I remember hearing this from Brother Jesse, that God, he strengthens us. But then there's times he says to Joshua, three times in just the first chapter, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you. Be strong and courageous and take over the land of the Amorites and the, you know, the Canaanites and the Girgashites and all of them. Be strong. There's times where God strengthens us with you, but then there's times where he says that you strengthen yourself. That we rejoice in the glory of the Lord. We rejoice in the manifestation of the Lord. We rejoice in the kingdom of heaven, the manifestation of heaven on earth. Heaven, there's no devil. Heaven, there's no voices. Heaven, there's no whispers. There's no question of his love for you. In heaven, there is no tears. He wipes every tear away. In heaven, there is peace. For he is the Prince of Peace. In the midst of chaos, he still remained to be in peace. So Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, you get to get a taste of heaven when you taste that freedom. Not a taste of even humanity. For even human beings themselves wrestle with Satan, even if they're not schizophrenic. You get a taste of heaven when you get your deliverance, when you feel healing, when you feel breakthrough. You get a taste of heaven. You get a taste of him. That is how he tastes. Not just some dream, and not just some tickling your ear type gospel, and hearing the things you want, or seeing the visions you want. No. He is true freedom. You get a taste of heaven. You get a taste of him. The bread of life. The living waters. The fountain that doesn't run dry. When you feel freedom, you know, so strengthen the hands that hang low, for your redemption draws near, and even nearer than when you first believed. Your redemption draws near, my sister. Continue to fight, continue to battle, continue to war. You know, I even remember the moment you told me, and I almost got excited, but I didn't get too excited. You know, a video. You know, Kobe Bryant and the Los Angeles Lakers in 2010 when they were heading to the finals. And they won the Western Conference Finals. And that's the little mini small championship before the big championship that they want to win in the finals. And other teams will start partying when they get a little bit of, you know, that taste, you know, that they're going to the finals. And other teams might get excited when they have that Western Conference Championship title. Or that Eastern Conference Championship title. But Kobe Bryant and his Los Angeles Lakers had straight faces, blank poker faces on their face. Because they knew the battle wasn't done. Be, and receive this in the spirit, be a Kobe. Be a David. Be a Jesus. Don't give up, for your redemption draws near. It's nearer, and he's coming closer and sooner than when you first believed. Do not give up. It's better to go down swinging than to cave in. And you have been a mighty soldier indeed.
In Jesus' name.
So we thank you, Lord. We bless you. We honor you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Satan was just like, anyway, flush that.
Nah.
Because, like, he's just like, God gives Silas the right things to say and everything to give Hebrew reassurance. But, like, he's just like, but when I come knocking on that damn door, We'll see who what God is.
Nope. That's why you receive what I say.
Yeah.
And you begin to believe it. That's why you take it. You know, I gave you the sword. Now you go and you keep it for yourself. Mm-hmm. And you use it. Because, bro, everyone's going to be like David and have to stand with that giant one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so everyone's going to have to stand one-on-one. Everybody. Mm-hmm. From Pastor Mark down to Malachi. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got to fight the devil one by themselves.
Yeah.
So, you personally, what's your faith?
My faith is...
What's your... No, it's a rhetorical question, but what's your stature? What's your sword? It talks about in the Bible, you know, the sword of Gideon and the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know, God's not going to fight all the battles for you. Mm-hmm. He'll be with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got to be able to fight kind of on your own, in a sense,
yeah.
Or for yourself. But yeah, I just have that picture of, you know, Kobe. Bro, you should have seen his face. Like, most people get excited when they go into the finals. He was just like, one interview, he literally said, they won two games, or they won one game, or won two games. His game, and then they like, are you excited going into the, and he's just like, what's there to be excited about? Job's not finished.
Yes, I have that on my wall, on my feed.
Yeah,
bro.
R.I.P. Bro, it's the same thing with your healing.
God's not finished.
Exactly, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So we press on, we press in, and we move forward.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' mighty name,
mm-hmm.
And we shall receive a crown.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name, just like Kobe did. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God bless. Love you, sister. Mwah.
Three witnesses mm-hmm. are better than none. God bless you. Love you.
Okay, for sure. But yeah. Who we got for the noise? Mwah.
No, we have to clear them in anyway. As a family. Mm-hmm. He gets by. He actually hates you so much. Why wouldn't I go out with my parents and my mom? With my dad and my parents. With my parents. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, Father, I just pray for my sister Wahiba. Just speak your word over her, Lord. Speak your prophetic word over her, Lord. Smoke and flex. Lord, you will not, you know, burn out, Lord. A broken reed you shall, you know, yeah, bruised reed you shall not break. A smoking flax you shall not put out, Lord, until you bring forth justice before, until you bring forth, you know, judgments unto victory,
mm-hmm.
Lord. May you bring forth victory unto her, Lord. May she yield, Lord, to your judgments, to your justice,
mm-hmm.
To your ways,
mm-hmm.
You know, to your... you know, rightful judgments,
mm-hmm.
Lord of, Lord, that's good and bad, Lord. Essentially, judgment isn't necessarily bad, it's not necessarily good. Judgment is the deserving of one's doings,
mm-hmm.
You know, so may she allow judgment to victory in her life,
mm-hmm.
You know, the right rewards, the right correction, the right consequences, Lord, the right blessings, Lord, that come, Lord, from her doing. So, yeah, we just pray judgments unto victory in her life, that you will not blow out the candle, Lord, on her life. You will not break the already bruised branch or bruised reed, assurance unto victory, mm-hmm. until you bring forth victory in her life. But Lord, there's a reason why a reed was broken in the first place. There's a reason why it's bruised in the first place. There's a reason why a flax, a candle's almost about to burn out in the first place. Lord, may she respond well to the judgment part, Lord. Just as I, Lord, receive judgment, and Lord, I receive, you know, either a blessing or a cursing for my doings. I receive either, Lord, a consequence or a commendment for my doings. In the same way with her. So we just pray this, Lord. Just pray you continue to speak to me, but in Jesus' name I pray. Mm-hmm. And that she would continue more and more, slowly and slowly, even and if quickly, the Lord, to continue to, as she has been, to respond to the message.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
What is the message?
Well, do you understand that? Like the word judgment doesn't mean like bad. Like, there's good judgment. Like, mm-hmm. if I go and help the homeless, I get judgment. I get a reward.
Mm-hmm.
If I go and I disrespect you, I get judgment. I get mm-hmm. a negative reward. Did you ever view it that way?
I understand that. It's just the rapidness of it, the speed of it. Do you really get disciplined within the same 5 minutes? So you can reflect back to what you actually did wrong? Or does it wait and take long, as in days, months, years?
It can be both. It can be one or it can be the other.
Yeah, but then people are so, like...
Don't worry about people. I was praying to you.
Okay.
I'm praying to you.
Mm-hmm.
The whole point of the verse is God's not going to give up a small little candle that's like... He's not going to blow it out until there is victory. He's going to do everything he can. Like, the point is, with you, he's not mm-hmm. going to give up on you until you have completely almost, like, ran out of your judgment is now, you know, kalas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
You know those branches that are, like barely hanging, or they're even fallen off, or they're bruised, and you could just break them.
I remember doing that.
The point is, he's not breaking the branch. He keeps it until, like, he can, he's doing everything he can. So that's what I'm saying. It's to you. It's to you.
Okay.
You know, that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But I hope you can receive that and apply that mm-hmm. and receive the judgment of the Lord, mm-hmm. which is holy. Which is good. But yeah, God bless. Love you, sister. I'm gonna
love take you my too. Laptop and love you too. God bless you. I found where you hide it. Because it was an emergency and I needed to use
you
it.
You found where I hide it?
Yeah.
Where do I hide it?
The drawer.
Oh, okay.
None of the kids knew.
Oh.
And then I put him, he was like, is he like daddy or mommy about hiding his stuff? So something, I just opened the drawer. And it was there. It was the middle drawer. I didn't even look at first or third last. I just opened the middle one and I found it. I'm like, wow. This kid is so simple of hiding. Because I thought it would be like between clothes and stuff.
Oh, hey. Yeah. It is what it is.
But you don't have to hide it from me. I'm not a kid.
Well, no, the whole point is.
He's your target, so they learn
you. That it doesn't break at all.
Okay.
Yeah, the dishes in the dishwasher, if you could clean them, that'd be appreciated, because I have to go.
Don't worry, I'll wake up and clean them.
You'll wake up? Mommy's going to come home and want an empty sink.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's adulthood. You wanted the responsibility, you wanted the pressures.
Mm-hmm.
But I will. God bless all of you.
God bless all of you too. Je t'aime, je t'aime, je t'aime. Au revoir. Au revoir.